This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The virus relief money President Biden has promised to most Americans will likely win final approval from Congress today in the House. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on where we are with the president's $1.9 trillion virus relief package.
It's $1.9 trillion aimed at helping Americans get vaccinated, back to school and work, and back on their feet financially.
The boldest action taken on behalf of the American people since the Great Depression.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says it's what the nation needs right now, but the plan has had zero GOP support, with number two House Republican Steve Scalise saying the focus should be on helping those who need it.
Not just sending everybody a check all across America.
The president estimates 85% of Americans will get direct payments of up to $1,400. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jury selection for Derek Chauvin opened Tuesday, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Attorneys asked the prospective jurors one by one whether they could keep an open mind.
The first potential juror was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric Nelson noted what she wrote about the question, "Why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?"
And you wrote, "Because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd."
Judge Peter Cahill says just about everyone has seen or heard something about George Floyd's death.
The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Three in the pool were seated on the jury yesterday. They'll continue the selection process today. Arkansas's governor has signed into law a bill banning nearly all abortions in the state. Opponents plan to challenge it before it takes effect later this year. This is AP News. A veteran network news anchor has died. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Roger Mudd is dead. CBS News reports he died of complications of kidney failure at his home in suburban Washington, D.C. Mudd spent more than 30 years on network TV, most of his airtime logged when there were just three major networks on the air, well before people got their news from cable or the internet. Mudd received a Peabody Award for his November 1979 special on Teddy Kennedy, which aired just before the Massachusetts senator challenged then-President Carter for the 1980 Democratic presidential nomination. During the interview, Mudd asked Kennedy simply why he wanted to be president. Kennedy, widely seen as muffing the answer, ended up losing the nomination to the incumbent. Carter went on then to lose to Ronald Reagan. Roger Mudd was 93. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow gained 30 points yesterday, the S&P up 54, the NASDAQ up 464 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.